hail me or fall, we shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you to yet another edition of the News Hour coming to you today, live and direct from Kuala Lumpur. The date is the 15th of September in the year of our Lord 2013. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I am within the midst of the bravest of the brave, I must say. Here in Malaysia, yesterday we did something remarkable, we did something astonishing. Despite the efforts of the enemy, the Nigerian mission to Malaysia, despite their crude tactics to try to scare people away, Biafrans answered our call, and they attended, and we remembered those that fell. Not only in service to us, but those that fell, we either went to look for something for them and their family to eat, where they went to survive, while they live to eke out a living, those killed in their places of worship, those massacred on their way back home to where they come from, those deported from Lagos, those without jobs, those without hope, those who are being raped, and those whose crops are being destroyed in the farms. Because this is Radio Biafra, we project the voices of these people to the ends of the earth. We are here to let the world know that our race is in terminal decline. We are here to let them know that our quest to restore our freedom is irreversible. We are not going to stop. We are not going to relent. Neither are we going to retreat or surrender. Because not only because this is Radio Biafra, staffed and manned by Biafrans who are not only genuine but prepared to sacrifice everything sacrificable in the pursuit of this very noble cause, it is also because God is on our side. Our time is now because Biafra has come. And nothing, I mean absolutely nothing, is going to stop it. Our dear sister Chidera Akabo is with us today. Our studios once again is packed. Biafrans are here. As always, after all, I'm in Malaysia. In Malaysia, you have Biafrans who are brave. Despite the threat, despite the difficulties, despite the provocation, the harassment, our people attended a gathering where they were called to honor those that went before them. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. The time now is nearly 5 minutes past 2 a.m. in the morning. It is 5 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening, both in Biafra and in London, where we are based. And this is Radio Biafra. We welcome you by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some people. Radio Biafra is the only live broadcaster across every time zone on this earth, indigenous to sub-Saharan Africa. The sort of things we can do, no other person can do it. We have the technology to make sure that we can broadcast from any surface on this earth. Only us can do it, no other person can. Radio Biafra can be received via www.radiobiafra.co. It can be received via peopleofbiafra.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, or beliehumanrights.org. Radio Biafra is here to make sure that our march towards our freedom is accomplished before the 1st of January 2016. The option that Nigeria faces is a very simple one. You give us our freedom or there will be no Nigeria. God is our witness. There will be no Nigeria. There will be no hiding place for anybody. All the enemies of our people will be hunted down like rats. And wherever they are on this planet, they will be taken out. We are not apologizing to anybody because we've done nothing wrong. All we are asking for is to be free. We were free before Frederick Lugard came. Because of the useless, hopeless colonization and amalgamation of our people into the contraption called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, today we stand nearly 4 million people short of what it should be in our numbers. We are being killed for having done nothing wrong. Our only crime is because we are Biafrans. Our only crime is because we speak Igbo. Our only crime is because we are Christians. We cannot take this for long. The time has come for us to make sure that we save what is left of our race, that we save what is left of our dignity, our honor as a people, and our integrity, which has been in tatters since 1970. Our men and women fought gallantly between 67 and 70. This time around, we will fight for eternity if need be. Because it is either we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. Our enemies must know this, that to us, life is meaningless. The only thing that matters to us right now is Biafra. Anybody that doubts our resolve, anybody that thinks that Radio Biafra will behave in exactly the same manner as any other group before it, is not only mistaken, but is insane. We are not going to retreat. We will not surrender. Because this noble radio station serving the wonderful people of Biafra is incorruptible. Radio Biafra is incorruptible. We are whiter than white. Even snow is not as white as Radio Biafra is, but in terms of honor and integrity, we are here to serve the people that we love so much. This group of people, they are called the Biafran people. You can find them in West Africa. Their map existed before the map of the stupid nation states created out of Berlin came into existence. Because we have been existing before these people came, we shall exist again because we are the creation of God himself. We welcome you wherever you are today. We have our sister Chidera Kabu, and also in the studios of Radio Biafra here. A lot of people couldn't come because they're very tired. They've been working tirelessly hard to make a success of the event we attended yesterday. Some of the pictures we posted on Facebook. And we continue to urge you to add your friends to Radio Biafra London Facebook group. You never know who might join us. We are here to do the work of God. And please, Chidera, our listeners are all over the world, in every continent, in every country, in every place where there is mankind, there are Biafrans, and there they are listening to Radio Biafra. You will acknowledge their presence, please.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. Good morning, good afternoon, good night to all of you, wherever you are on the planet. I'm welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour from Tennessee. Please stay tuned.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We are here in the studios, and I will now go around to our people, one after the other here, the brave Biafrans, making sure that the name of Malaysia is firmly imprinted on this very journey, this very race towards Biafra. Please say hello to our wonderful people who are everywhere on this planet listening to us this very minute, please.
Hello, wonderful Biafrans from all over the world tuned in this morning. My name is Ikechukwu Enyago, and I say welcome again to Malaysia's edition of Radio Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Please, the next person after Ikechukwu, who is our coordinator of coordinators, please go ahead.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, our wonderful people of Biafra scattered all over the world. You are highly welcome on today's program. We want you to relax once again as we used to. My name is Obilo Anthony.
Yes. Thank you very, very much. Obilo is here with us. If you don't know him in Malaysia, struggling for us. If you don't know him anywhere in the world, pursuing this very noble cause in truth and honesty, then you are not, you don't belong to us. You must know these names. You will remember Ikechukwu. You will remember Obilo Anthony. and also Elisha Michael, who will now introduce himself, please.
Hello, good morning from Malaysia, good people of Biafra, lovers of freedom and friends of Biafra all over the world. We are welcoming you to tonight's program. Stay tuned.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Onyin Lebedim is not here. He's exhausted. He has collapsed somewhere. Even Michael himself is lying down. Everybody is tired. And also Chukabosa, I'm sure he'll be able to join us by the time the day breaks. He was very tired. They have worked tirelessly to make sure that the name of Biafra is something, in fact, it's a household name here in Malaysia. We cannot thank them enough. If you want to know how to run or organize where you are, you must come to Malaysia and ask them how they did it. Because they brought out people who wouldn't normally come out. They brought out every Igbo association of note. Ohaneze was there. What is the name of the other group again? Ofuobi was there as well. Every Igbo we have here, every Eze, His Royal Highnesses and His Royal Lownesses, they were all there. Everything you can think of. We were all singing from the same hymn sheet, and I cannot tell you how proud of these people that I am. Chidera, you will give us the news headlines and accompanying news summary, but before you do so, we must remind everybody listening that should you wish to join the interactive session later on, the number to call is +60. I repeat, +60 11 3 6 5 4 4 4 6 7. I repeat, +60 11 3 6 5 4 4 4 6 7. The number is on the top right hand corner of your screen. If you're watching or if you're looking at your screen as you listen to us, please remember to inform your friends and your family. Remember to know that you can email us should you wish to do so via contact@radiobiafralondon.com. Please, Chidera, you will now give us the news headlines and accompanying news roundup, please. Go ahead.
News headlines. Lema Jibrilu, forget about zoning. Let's go back to regional systems. National rebirth ahead of 2015 is imminent, urged leader. Atiku and Waziri tackle Obasanjo over corruption remarks. As reps resume on Thursday, fresh threats of impeachment of Jonathan emerged. We may impeach Jonathan if continuation, says reps spokesman. FG and Akwa Ibom government partner to construct seaport. And lastly, Governor Mechi on police blockade of River State Government House entrance. The news in full. A member of the 1994-95 Constitutional Conference, now a chieftain of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, Alhaji Dr. Lema Jibrilu, in an interview with Oluwole Akinloye and Hassan Ibrahim, speaks on the wrangling within the ruling party and other national issues. Braithwaite, Utomi, Falana, Asobie, and others call for national renaissance to save Nigeria, citing the decline of the country into what they described as a failed state, a consequence of pervasive corruption in governance. Eminent Nigerians, among them leading lawyers and human rights activists, have called for national renaissance ahead of 2015 in order to avert a looming catastrophe. Speakers after speakers at the inaugural annual Tunji Braithwaite Birthday Symposium, part of activities to mark the 80th birthday celebration of the Lego icon and political thinker held in Lagos Friday, were unanimous that there was urgent need for people to come together to launch a new national liberation movement to free Nigeria from political and economic thraldom imposed upon the country by its pseudo-capitalist, irresponsible politicians and their new imperialist allies. Firing the first salvo, celebrant Dr. Tunji Braithwaite in his remarks said that a year ago, on the occasion of public presentation of his book, The Jurisprudence of the Living Oracles, encouraged President Jonathan to make the most of his unique opportunity, give a good account of himself for the benefit of the nation, that there could be no way out of a sensible and peaceful resolution of the grave issues of corruption and bad governance in this almost failed state, other than by a national sovereign conference. former Vice President Atiku Abubakar and the former Chairman of the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, Mrs. Farida Waziri, have both dismissed the remarks made by former President Olusegun Obasanjo in an interview he granted to the Commission's in-house magazine, Zero Tolerance. In the interview, Obasanjo had accused Atiku of corruption, adding that his former deputy had not been unable to travel to United States, had not been able to travel to United States because he risked being jailed by the American authorities. In the same interview, Obasanjo had said Waziri, as the EFCC chairman, was a disaster in the anti-graft war, insisting that she was not qualified. That's the EFCC chairman, the lady. She was not qualified for the post and was only appointed because of the recommendation made by the convicted former Delta State Governor, James Ibori, to the late President Umaru Musa Yar'Adua. In a statement issued by Atiku's media advisor, Garba Shehu, yesterday in Abuja, the media aide said, following the corruption charges made by former President Olusegun Obasanjo in an EFCC magazine, Zero Tolerance, that former Vice President risked jail if he traveled to the United States, the former president is wrong. It is widely known that Atiku did not enter government broke. He declared his assets at the commencement of his vice presidency and did so at the end of his term as required by the Constitution, which is a sacred document to Atiku. Atiku, who is currently returning from China after leading a private economic trade mission at the invitation of the Chinese government, travels often and has a well-documented record of building industries and putting thousands of Nigerians to work. The chairman, House of Representatives Committee on Media and Public Affairs, Honorable Zakari Mohammed, on Friday confirmed that the September 17 resumption date of the lawmakers is sacrosanct. He maintained that as the House reconvenes, impeachment proceedings will be commenced against President Goodluck Jonathan if he was found wanting. The House spokesman, who identified with the New People's Democratic Party, PDP, said that impeachment moves against the president should not be ruled out, saying that any impeachment moves against the president will be treated according to its merit. Saturday Tribune records that there have been reports of possible impeachment moves against the president following the crisis rocking the PDP, which has already divided the party into two factions, one led by its national chairman, Alhaji Bamanga Toko, and the other by Alhaji Kau Baraje. Addressing newsmen in Abuja, Honorable Mohammed said that if care was not taken, PDP with majority members might become minority party in the National Assembly. Unlikely impeachment moves against the president, Mohammed said, the House had never been carried away by motions, but would look at the merits of the proposal. If any member came up with such, according to him, every issue will be looked at according to its merits. If it deserves that there be sanctions, then so be it. The Akwa Ibom State Government has said it is committed to commencing the construction of Ibaka Deep Seaport in partnership with the federal government. Governor Godswill Akpabio disclosed this at a gala night organized in honor of the visiting United States Consul General in Nigeria, Mr. Jeffrey Hawkins. The Consul General was accompanied by the Minister of State for Trade and Investment, Mr. Samuel Otom. Akpabio said that the seaport project was a major industrial concern for Akwa Ibom State. The governor said that the need for continuous partnership between Nigeria and the United States in the promotion of trade and investment was imperative. We must continue to promote trade, and the only way to do so is for us to continue to forge partnership. I thank you so far because so many American companies are showing interest in Nigeria, and for most of them, the destination is Akwa Ibom State, Akpabio said. The Consul General, Mr. Jeffrey Hawkins, commended the government for the massive infrastructural development in the state. Hawkins, who said that Akwa Ibom State was host to one of the largest American investments in Nigeria, thanked the state government for giving him a warm reception. I have been in Nigeria for 2 years now, and I have visited 17 states. I have not seen such hospitality, Hawkins said. Rivers State Governor and Chairman of the Nigerian Governors Forum, Chibike Rotimi Amaechi, has condemned Thursday night's police blockade of the access road to the government house, saying that it was the height of lawlessness and impunity. Amaechi stated this on Thursday night when he received members of the Forum of Former House of former speakers of state houses of assembly in Nigeria at the government house, Port Harcourt, the state capital. He said, all of you saw how the former speakers came down from the vehicle to tell them, the police, where we were coming from, but the police resisted them. It is for Nigerians to see that we no longer have democracy in this country. We are now in a regime where the law is no longer supreme. We must rise up against this impunity, against our democracy. The governor also apologized to the former speakers for the embarrassment the police caused them. Former Speaker of the Lagos State House of Assembly, Senator Olurunbe Mamora, expressed sadness at the police's action. He recalled that Amaechi made the detour to get to the government house with his guests because he is a responsible citizen, Mamora said. I think that roadblock, to say the least, was quite unfortunate because we were coming from inspection of projects. More than 70 former speakers were in the governor's entourage to inspect projects, and on our way back to the government house, we discovered that we just couldn't pass because the road had been blocked. The forum called on the Inspector General of Police, Mr. Mohammed Abubakar, to resign from office over the police action. The call came as the Felix Oboa-led PDP in the state insisted that Governor Amaechi was not barred from entering government house. Chief of the FFSN and former Speaker of the Plateau State House of Assembly, Honorable Simon Lalong, said that the police might have acted on a directive from the State Police Commissioner, Joseph Mbu, who takes his instructions from the IGP. He urged the National Assembly to call for the resignation of Abubakar, the Director General of the PDP in the state. Honorable Emeka Woke said, Governor Amaechi was not prevented from entering the government house, Port Harcourt. That's the news of today, 14th of September 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very, very much for the news. We are very grateful for the news you have given to us today. That on this day, the 15th of September, those are our headlines. We are telling you that Lema Jibrilu, who is a member of the 1994-1995 Constitutional Conference, now a chieftain of the PDP, is advising every Nigerian, everybody unfortunate enough to be part of the zoo, to please think again about zoning and go back to regionalization or regionalism, however you want to put it, or go back to the regions. That is that people must be in control of their lives once again and not have power concentrated in the hands of the few in Abuja and also Lagos. This is what he's saying. That goes to show that the stupid country, the contraption called the Zoological Republic, is coming to an end. Even so, as Tunde Braithwaite, Utomi, Falana, Asobie and others still call for national renaissance to save Nigeria. They have cited the decline in the country as what they described as a failed state. Nigeria is a failed state, not according to Radio Biafra, but according to Tunji Braithwaite, Patu Tumi, Femi Falana, Asobie, and all the rest of them. These are people who can afford to pay newspaper men and women to write their stories. These are the people you hear about their voices. They are launching a book doing Braithwaite's birthday. He's a Yoruba man. They love their birthdays. They went to for a lunch, and there they opened up and telling people the state of the Zoological Republic. This same thing they are saying today. We told people in September of 2009 that Nigeria is indeed a failed state. People don't know what it means to have a failed state because we report our news in English language. So the gravity of the problem, the deep mess that the zoo is in, tends to escape certain people. If you want to see what a failed state looks like, please, you go to Somalia and you go to Afghanistan. Those are examples of failed states. And in any failed state, people talk about security law and order. No. Every day you live and you survive is a bonus, because there will be anarchy. The Western interest in oil will be safeguarded along the riverine areas. And that is it. The hinterland will be full of bloodthirsty gangs, robbers, kidnappers, and killers. Nothing will work anymore. If you're living abroad, you can't go home anymore. Our people need to understand the meaning of failed state. A lot of people have been to school. They know how to read and write, but they don't have a discerning spirit, or they don't have an analytical mind. You need to be reasonable enough to understand that a failed state portends grave danger for everybody, regardless of where you live presently in the world. You will not be able to go home to your villages. You will not be able to do anything. In fact, instead of coming to the zoo for your holidays, you'll be going to Ghana, you'll be going to Kenya. That is the closest you can get to home. because everywhere there will be total and complete breakdown of law and order. There will be anarchy. That is the meaning of failed state. The police will no longer exist. The soldiers with their bullets and their guns right now will turn into armed gangs, very, very vicious. Women will be raped and killed. People must mark this thing down. I have my own piece of paper and my pen as I speak. You must write it down that on the 15th of September, you listened to Radio Biafra broadcast and we told you about the implications and the meaning and the physical manifestations of a failed state. These things are going to happen. Your sisters will be raped, your wives will be raped, your mothers will be ravaged, and so will your grandmothers. That is the meaning of a failed state. If you don't know what it looks like, please, my dear people, go to Somalia, you will see what it's like. Every house will have their own roadblock, with AK-47 all over the place, and bullets to boot. There will be hunger, there will be starvation. All the nightmare scenarios that we've been afraid of will come back to haunt us, only this time tenfold. That is what the likes of Tunji, Braithwaite, Utomi, Falana, Asobi, and others are saying when they gathered to celebrate the birthday of Tunji Braithwaite. They said he's a legal person. I don't know how somebody can practice law in a country that is lawless. It defeats me. But we give them that credit and say, oh, there are lawyers in Nigeria. Unbelievable. They cited the decline of the country into what they described as a failed state, that the zoo is a failed state, being said by these people who are the leading lights of the intelligentsia in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Of course, you know, Nigeria has no intellectual class. They don't have people that can sit down and analyze policies without looking for contracts. In other words, they don't have the intelligentsia, but we give them the credit because they can read and write, and because they can pay their way into having newspaper pages devoted to them. We shall do them that honor and refer to them as so-called elites, of course, in the zoo. They are made up of academics, leading lawyers, and human rights activists. They have called for the national renaissance ahead of 2015 in order to avert a looming catastrophe. We are asking Tunji Braithwaite, when your brother Obasanjo was there, why did you people not hold this type of meeting and lament? When all the Hausa people were there, why did you people not lament? It is known that somebody with the name Ebere Azikiwe, who is from Biafra, is in charge. All of a sudden, all hell is breaking loose, and we will help you to make it break loose. You are no longer talking about the sanctity of the one Nigeria which you all preach because you've been benefiting from it. You are now talking about averting a looming disaster. What is the difference between now that Jonathan is there and when Obasanjo was there? There is no difference. If you cite the Boko Haram slaughter and insurgency in the northern part of the zoo, you will also talk about Odi. Obasanjo deployed fighter jets to bomb Odi into the kingdom come. The same situation obtained. There was the restiveness in the Niger Delta region, and the amnesty program was going ahead. So there is nothing wrong with somebody other than a Yoruba or a Hausa person in charge of the zoo. After all, every resources that runs this very place come from these lands. Of course, we are moving relentlessly to make sure that Biafra is not a part of this nonsense called Nigeria. But the way you people lament Yoruba people when you're not in power is really, really sickening and very shameful. We will continue to look at what they said in case there is something meaningful that will come out of it. After all, even a mad person sometimes can make some sense. Speaker after speaker at the inaugural annual, this is an annual event, Tunji Braithwaite Birthday Symposium. Birthday Symposium. I ask anybody who is civilized enough to read newspapers or watch international news to tell me if this type of nonsense obtains in any other society apart from the zoo. Annual birthday celebration. Utter nonsense and wholesome disgrace. That is why we must continue in our effort. That is why we must continue in our quest to not only to report what is happening, but to make sure that the implications of what is happening in the zoo is brought to the attention of our people, because if we don't do it, no other person is going to do it. That is why Radio Biafra is here. That is why we shall, in every way possible, continue to bring you what we know to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Tunji Braithwaite, Utomi, Falana, we must continue to mention this so you understand who they are. They gathered in Lagos we are unanimous that there is an urgent need for the people to come together. Listen very carefully to what they said. People that say, oh, we are afraid of Radio Biafra. What Radio Biafra is doing, we are so scared. We don't want to be part of it. Listen to what Yoruba people are saying and Hausa people that attended Tunji Braithwaite's birthday. I will repeat what I said previously. On Friday in Lagos, they were unanimous that there was urgent need for the people to come together to launch, wait for it, a new national liberation movement. National liberation movement. In other words, they subscribe to what Radio Biafra is doing, because we are here to liberate our people, so that we may understand that we are not fools, we are not insane, we are not mad, we know what we are doing. Tunji Braithwaite and others, they are calling for national liberation movement. Having a national liberation movement doesn't mean sitting in America and eating hamburger. It doesn't mean buying houses for governors. It doesn't mean sitting down there and laundering money belonging to poor people, as they are doing in the United States. It doesn't mean having endless World Igbo conference in another person's land. It means national liberation movement. When you listen to Radio Biafra, indeed you are in school and being tutored. We want you to go to your Google and type in national liberation. What is the meaning of national liberation movement? And then they will tell you. That is the precise business we are in. We are here to liberate the people of Biafra from the death grip of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, and nothing is going to stop us. We say these things over and over again. People don't quite get it. We want people to doubt our resolve. We want them to say that these people are just speaking on the radio, they can't do anything. We want them to be that complacent and that foolish. But the reason why we say it, as we remind everybody every evening, is so that when it happens, we will say, we told you so. No other person will claim credit for it. Because the zoo is coming to an end, Nigeria must go the way that other empires did. The Greek Empire, in case you don't know, fell to pieces. The person that built the Greek Empire is Alexander the Great. People who don't know their history should write it down, please, and check. One of the greatest conquests known to man, the founding block of Western civilization. That is where everywhere you go to, even when the Romans came and copied the Greeks, they even copied their architecture as well. If you go to the Capitol Hill in Washington, the entire architecture of the Senate, the State House, even the White House is Greco-Roman. These are the same column system they used in the Acropolis. People must understand this, that the Greek Empire fell. The reason being that you cannot join people who are organic together into one superstructure. The Roman Empire came up, conquered everybody. What happened to it? Then we had the Holy Roman Empire run by the Catholic Church, where the Pope even mounted a horse and went to battle to go and kill people. We had the Austro-Hungarian Empire. We had the British Empire. We had the Spanish Empire. All these empires came and went because they exceeded the boundary of the original people that retained the soul of whatever they were pursuing. That is how you know when an empire is built, when you mix together people of divergent cultures, more importantly, of diverse value system. That is when you get into difficulties. People always use the example of the United States of America to say to me, oh, how about the US? You have people from India, people from Arab world, they are all there. Is a melting pot. A melting pot was what you called it. When you melt something, something comes out of it. You don't remain how you are. You must melt into something, or something melts into you. What you melt into is the value system taken from Southampton on Mary Rose, from the shores of England to the new land in the United States of America. It is purely Greco-Roman. When the people that boarded the ship called Mary Rose from Southampton went to the United States to build a new land, they said they want to build something far removed from the corruption and the corrupting influences of the European monarchy. They wanted to build a republic. That was why they left England. They are the people that founded the US. So regardless of where you come from, you must fit into that way of life. If you don't fit into it, you'll be in prison. That is why in the U.S. you don't have mosques calling out and yapping in the morning, calling people to prayer by 5 a.m. No. In Saudi Arabia, you can have that. In other great Muslim cities, you can have that. But not in the U.S. They will respect you to build your mosque, obviously, no doubt. Nobody is stopping you from, but you cannot mount your loudspeaker and be calling people to pray at 5 a.m. in the morning because it constitutes noise nuisance or pollution. That is, these are Muslims now fitting into the value system and the way of life of the people that founded the U.S. That is the meaning of having a value system. People don't understand it. You can come and melt into the U.S., but you melt into a way of life. You melt into democracy. You melt into tolerance. You melt into freedom of speech. You melt into trial by jury. You melt into openness in every sphere, every structure of governance. That is what it is. People don't understand the meaning. The reason why the zoological republic cannot stand is because there are three competing value systems: the Biafran value system, the Arewa value system, and the Oduduwa value systems. You cannot put three together. One must be dominant. Those who don't understand the imperative of the dominance of one particular value system should look at the Hausa Fulani people. The Fulani people conquered the Hausa people and fused their way of life to become one. That is why they see eye to eye with each other. The Yorubas, nobody quite know what they did, because half is Muslim. God knows what is happening there, as befits cowards, obviously. Where we come from in Biafra land, there is something called Berugo, which means live and let live. That is the cornerstone of our natural justice, our natural law. One more. You must be upright at all times, and you must speak the truth. That is what makes us different. Apart from any other race on this earth, we submit to trial by jury, something we had. When I read books on democracy and freedom of speech and human rights, I wonder if these people actually understand who they are preaching to or trying to convince, because within my bones is democracy, within my bones is freedom of speech, and within my bones is free and fair trial, because I'm an Igbo man. These are the things I was born with. But because I am in Nigeria, I have to abandon the ways of my fathers, which are even superior to whatever thing that they have in Europe, to go and allow a system that one man, Honorable Justice Shuaibu, sits in judgment over the fate of over 40 million people. He's on annual leave. Until he comes back in court, our case will not be announced, because we are in the zoo. We must lecture, we must make you aware, we must educate, we must enlighten, we must also bring you news and report on it as well. And that is precisely what we are doing. Today is the 15th of September here in the Far East. We are in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, in the company of the very bravest of the brave. People that, despite all the intimidation from the Nigerian embassy, telling the police here in Malaysia that Biafrans are gathering, we gathered. But as I told people all the time, and I will keep telling them wherever I go to, Biafra is a spirit. Biafra Barbara. Wherever we are gathered, no foreign police can come there. It will never happen. We went to China and broadcasted from China something that no other race on this earth has been able to do. We went into China and came out. We are here in Kuala Lumpur, in Malaysia, and we shall broadcast to the world. Because our message is very simple. And the simplicity of our message is the truth. You must leave us alone to go and serve God the way that only Him intended. Nigeria needs a national liberation movement. And we are saying to Braithwaite, to Tomi Falana, Sobie, and the others, Radio Biafra is championing Biafran people towards a national liberation movement. That is what we are doing. So we agree with you completely. That is what Nigeria needs. But rather than us theorizing, we are doing something about it. That is why we have created Biafrans in every country where we know we have significant presence. That is why in 38 countries all around the world, there are Biafrans there. Not men willing to talk, or women willing to talk alone or agitate for Biafra, but prepared to commit their lives and their resources to it. We know what we are doing, and we are not going to relent. I shall now go over to the people we are here in the studio with to give us their perspectives and their opinion. If you wish to join us in our conversation later on when the line opens in about 10 minutes' time, please, the number to call is +60 +601 136 544 4467. I repeat, +601 136 544 4467. Or as always, you can join us on Skype. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra and you're with us. Even if you've not been accepted, if you call us, we shall take your call. Once again, this is Radio Biafra. As we do every night, from now till Biafra comes and beyond, 7 p.m. Biafran time, we are on the air. That time in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia is 2 a.m. in the morning. And we are here bringing you the good news about how we are going to restore Biafra in truth and honesty, because Radio Biafra is incorruptible. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Do not be deterred by the criminality of Owasriki and Masob. God used them, or allowed Satan to use them, as our final obstacle and roadblock, but we shall overcome them. So when we get Biafra, you know that we serve the living God. Chukwu Abiyama. Please, who in the studio would like to comment on what we are presenting this evening or this morning from here in Malaysia? Before we go to the lines to take the teaming calls waiting for us, please.
Thank you, my director. I would like to generalize my contribution. I'm not concerned about whatever they are trying to come up with today, because they had over 4 decades to do whatever they should have done to see that Nigeria is liberated. I don't know if the Biafrans crying out that they can't take it anymore is a means enslavement for the rest of Nigerians, or the other way around. The liberation they are looking at probably is to keep Nigeria as one. And we see that as a further enslavement of our people. Well, what I tell them, all of them, the monkeys in suits answering professors all over the country, and there is decay in every area of governance and of the country. What I tell them today is that it is too late to cry over spilt milk. Today I just heard that the former president of Nigeria, General Olusegun Obasanjo, has been running around Europe, Brussels, doing meetings after meetings, avoiding Nigerian embassy in all those places.
Exactly.
Running around trying to make sure that the Biafrans remain the sacrificial lamb of a continued united Nigeria. Well, I told them that it's too late, because it's not all about money. It's all about your will, your determination, your vision. It's the vision of a man that drives him, and the vision of all Biafrans is that we must get Biafra now, or Nigeria will cease to exist. If they still want to maintain Nigeria, all they should be talking about from today is how to make sure that we leave them. We'll go away and they stay where they want to stay. But for a continued Nigeria where Biafrans will remain, whether as presidents or as servants, it is impossible. It's way too late. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I don't know if Ida Obilo or Elisha Michael has something to offer on this. As Ikechukwu said, it is too late. That is Ikechukwu Enyago.
Well, I have a little thing to add.
Go ahead.
Concerning this man, Lemma Jibrilu, or whatever is his name. I was going through the news here. The interview here, there is a question that was thrown to this man. The question is this. Looking at the administration of Goodluck Jonathan, in the last 2 years, are you satisfied with his performance? The answer, I don't matter in the scheme of things. You better go and ask people who matters. Personally, it doesn't affect me one way or the other at all. I am a businessman, and you know business is done in so many respects.
Yes.
But that is not the making of Jonathan. This is what maybe I will call him one of the elders of the country, he's saying. He cannot even mention a particular thing that this administration has given to us, you know. And they go a long way to talk about regional, you know, governance of the country, which will tell us that these people, they know that the country is coming to an end. And they are coming from different tactical means, you know, to still deceive the Nigerian people. You know, I just want to tell the people of the world, whether zoning, whether regional, what we need is Biafra. Nigeria was amalgamated to last for 100 years. And that expiration is just 2014. No means of deception will lure us into Nigeria again. The same way it was amalgamated and given a lifespan of 100 years, it will end and every region will go. There are too many republics in Nigeria. The Arewa has to go.
There are too many republics.
The Otutuwa has to
go.
And Biafran people wants to go. Even the Niger Delta region wants to be on their own. That is the perfect aspiration. Let all the republics go. And on this media, I just want to appreciate all our Malaysia Biafrans.
On which note, I'll ask you to hold on there for a second. Let's take this call because it's important. This is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting to the entire humanity from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. Please give us your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Yeah, this is Comrade Biafra Onyebuchedebo.
The great man himself, you are welcome to the program. You are welcome to this program, and the world must know what you did yesterday. We must tell them what you did, because you are a man of your words. You have Biafra in your name, and you are indeed Biafra. You performed excellently well. That we are advising people all over the world, we're informing them, we are seeking to enlighten them to the fact that Biafra Debo, who is here in Malaysia, is one
thank
of
you,
us.
Mr. Nana, I believe the appreciation should be due more to you than my able self, because I know it is not easy to organize this very movement. So I just want to thank you on behalf of the Malaysia Igbos in Malaysia for the wonderful work that you have been doing, and I want you to keep it up. At the same time, I will still want to thank the members of the Biafra Consultative Assembly for their lead role towards this actualization program. I just want you guys to keep it up. Even those that are sitting by the fence, I believe in no time, most of them will join us in this crusade. So we have to keep on moving until those of the oppressors, I mean the Nigerian government, they should hear our cry. So please, I want to thank you immensely for all that you have been doing for our people. And I don't want you to relent. Don't throw the line of Wazlike and others that started this crusade. And, you know, within some time, they backtracked. Keep it up. Thank you. And God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you exceptionally much. I must make this pledge. I have said it over and over again. Some of us are born to be freedom fighters. Some of them are accidental freedom fighters. Some of them are opportunists. This is the only thing I was born to do. I have said it before and I will say it again. I was not born to do anything else on this planet other than to ensure the freedom of my people. And that is what I'm going to do with every blood in my vein or in my body. We must take this call. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon to the Radio Biafra. This is Terry from Holland.
From Holland. You are calling from Holland, please go ahead. The world is listening. We are in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia.
Yeah, man, I thank you, and also I thank all the Malaysian people, my brothers. In the same faith, we are trying to make our dream come true. I have a word to say, according to what I heard from the news. I haven't been on this week, but always, most of the days, I try to listen to give breath, but I never finished the program, but I heard that there was a meeting, Wazrinke, and Sari Abokubo with the SFR, all of them. They are trying to unite Nigeria. What I want to say to the Biafran people, Nigeria is not speaking for Biafran. They are speaking for themselves. I want to let everyone who has such a need never hope or rely on them. What we are trying to say is whatever business they have with Nigerian people, let them do with Nigerian people. We force no one to follow us. We force no one to join us. So no one can force us to join the unity of the Allah Nigeria. And what I want to say, please, those who are brave enough to come out, let them come. We can confront these people. We will defeat them. There is no fear. We want the time come. We will march to their house. This is my name. Surprise me that I read that Sari Abokubo come out again and join the Nigerian unity. The man who was shouting that is ready to die for these people. They're crazy. Sometimes I don't know what is wrong with these people. What side can you now tell me that this man is saying? Because there's something he was getting from Jonathan. That's why now he went to unity again. It's really, really terrible. Please, my dear brothers, wherever you are, never you consider any meeting that is not about Biafra, everything that is, they didn't call about Biafra there, nobody should be listening to them. They are doing their business as usual. So we shouldn't wait for them. Let us come out. Let us plan. Let us think a way that we can bring these people into peace. We confront them. We know if God is helping, he's still the living God who created us. Because enough is enough. We can't continue to live like this. We can't continue to eat with our enemy. We can't continue to allow this sickness to even humiliate us, even in my kitchen, in my bedroom. These people will come, they will rape our grandmother, they will rape our grandmother, they will destroy us in our land. Everything in that land, they will destroy it. We can't. We can't say we believe in God and allow such a thing to happen. Either God, our living father, save us or we die or perish. That's what I want to say. I am not happy when I heard this. I want to let everyone know you shouldn't backslide because of what you heard. Uwatike is not speaking for the Biafra. That man, the time, his time is soon. He's better for him to repent now. He's better for him to repent. People will tell him that there are people who are ready to die. But to believe in that rubbish meeting they are doing. I want to say that I'm not happy. I want to wake everybody around the world. And the Malaysian people are doing a great thing. So I want the Europeans. Sometimes when I read about Europe, it's just a big name. Empty vessels that make the most noise. I can't even believe in the whole of America. You see them silent. Nonsense. Look at what Malaysia is doing. In fact, you can't believe it. Please, I'm asking you, those who are in Europe, those who are here in Holland, come out. Never you be afraid of these people. They are nothing. Believe me, Nigeria is nothing. I tell them everywhere I go. I never fear them. I tell them the truth. My blood is Biafra. And nobody else here on this earth can deny it from me. I thank you very much, Director, for what you are doing. I'm in research training to you. As I always say, and I believe me, very soon, it will be a testimony. Thank you very much, all the Malaysian people.
Thank you.
Thank you, God bless.
Thank you. They are here, they have heard you. The Malaysian people are great. Even one of the leaders here just called on the phone, Biafra Dibo. We are grateful to have them. You know, God has a design for everything in life. God sent them here to come and do one work, and that is what they did yesterday. To come and set the pace so that his own kingdom will be restored in truth and honesty amongst the land of the living and not of the dead. People underestimate what you can do. They say, didn't they talk this way before and they fell by the wayside? I said, because we are not them. Before John the Baptist came,
there were a lot of false prophets. Before you have an earthquake, there are other fake seismic shocks going on to herald the coming of the big one. That big one is here. We are here. There is Radio Biafra. People don't understand what we're saying. Radio Biafra cannot close again. Never again will Radio Biafra close. That is one thing we have conquered. Another thing we are marching on is to make sure that those at home, those without access to the internet, those with epileptic and intermittent power supply, those who are downtrodden, those without jobs, those who are being raped and killed, those who are being deported, those who are being bombed, those who are being killed and dumped in a zoo river, that they may benefit from this same news that we are reporting. They don't have the means to access the internet. The data plan is too expensive. That is why we need our own transmitter broadcasting to them, not just in English language. We will speak to our people in Idoma language, in Igbo language, in Efik, in Ibibio, in Ijaw language, in Ishekiri and Urobo languages. We will speak to them in the language they understand. To make that possible, imagine trying to educate an 80-year-old grandmother in the village in English language and speaking circumstances beyond my control. They will think you've lost your senses. We need to speak to these people in their respective dialects and languages so they understand what we are doing. I said this last week and I'll say it again. The difference between a Biafran person and any other person on this earth is that they only need one thing to motivate them. That thing is the truth and consistency over a period of time. Now they know that the truth has come. Now they know Radio Biafra is here. Now they know we are not relenting, we are not retreating, that it's either we get this Biafra, beloved Biafra, or we'll die in the process. That is why what happened in Malaysia continues to happen. That is why we get support in Malaysia. That is why they will walk over hot coals to ensure not only the survival, but that the work that Radio Biafra is doing continues unabated. My dear people, nobody can stop us. If you like, you contribute to the transmitter. If you like, you leave it. We will buy a transmitter anyway. It doesn't matter. But we assure you one thing. God is my witness. With the same passion with which I hate Nigeria and its creation, with every hatred I possess for everybody that has killed our people, I swear to God in heaven, if you heard about this transmitter, you don't support it. If you've heard about this freedom fighting that we are doing and you remain nonchalant about it, you will not partake in the glory that is to come. There will be no glory for the cowards. There will be no glory for the cynics. There will be no joy for those of them in the United States that think that people in Asia are illiterate and uneducated. But they are buying a transmitter for their people. Isn't that ironic? You, in all your intelligence in America, fueled by hamburger, people don't know. I have been doing some research. Why our people in America are hopeless. It is because of the quality of beef they eat. You know, beef in America, they don't eat grass. You know, a beef, you know that a cattle is designed to feed on grass. Do you know that?
Yes, sir.
In America, they feed them what is called animal feed. You know what is an animal feed? Animal feed is the carcass, is the flesh of other animals that they're eating. They are turning herbivores into omnivores, into carnivores essentially. Or in fact, an omnivore because they eat grass as well as meat. Do you know that they inject cattle in the US with antibiotics? When a cattle falls sick, they put drip inside the cattle to make it well. When all this medicine is coursing through the veins of the cattle, you slaughter it and turn it into hamburger. You go to McDonald's and buy it, you begin to think like an animal that is sick. That's what happens. That is why they are unreasonable. That is why I told you it's the hamburger. Go and ask in the US. When a cattle is sick, they inject the cattle with antibiotics. When the cattle is sick, they give the cattle aspirin and APC. You know the name of the political party? The painkiller, APC. That's what they feed the cattle. And Igbo people will go there and buy the beef in the hamburger. And they absorb, you know that anything you ingest in life stays with you. That is why they're as big as people who are on steroids, some of them. That is why they cannot reason. The only thing they do is play basketball. and watch TV and eat hamburger and drink gallons upon gallons of Coca-Cola. Yet you are reasonable. But the people in Asia are unreasonable. But they are buying transmitter for their people. You and them, who is foolish? We can't beg them. In fact, we'll get this Biafra without them. My joy will be when they'll be queuing up for visa. That is the assignment that Chidera will do in America, is to process visa for these people so they can take visa. If you overstay, we'll drive you away from Biafra land and send you back from whence you came. Then you know we are serious. If you like, join our enemies and we'll crush you. You know we are very serious. We have done nothing wrong. We have not stolen from anybody. We have not lied to you. We are asking you to come and take possession of what is yours. Freedom in your own land. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Our brothers are here. We are going to him in a minute. But we must take your call because our listeners are important to us. You will give us your name and where you are because this is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, turn your system down. Turn it down. Please give us your name and where you are.
Hello?
Turn your system down. And Anupoku Beke, can you turn your system down?
I'm ready.
Better. You may proceed, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Ikenna Obibi Ekon. I'm calling from Germany.
You're calling from Germany. You're welcome to the program. This is Radio Biafra, your radio station from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. Please go ahead.
I quite understand. Thank you for all the efforts you are making. Thank you for protecting Biafra.
Thank you.
And thank you for all the efforts. I have a contribution to make.
Please go ahead and make it.
I am thinking that, and I strongly believe in that, if we must achieve Biafra, we have to harmonize our differences and speak with one voice. I don't really appreciate a situation where Radio Biafra could be used, I'm sorry to say, it had to exercise for character assassination. Who is not doing exactly what you want for us to achieve Biafra, the person can be called to order. And there's a way people do it. If they use this particular medium, broadcasting to the whole world, castigating one person or the other, it is not in the interest of Biafra. It is not Jonathan's spirit. Let us find another avenue of calling our people to order. That is what is called Inobi Inibolad. We invite them, or you can invite them, discuss with them, find out from them why they are doing what they are doing. And then, there's nothing wrong in that. For example, over and over again in the past, I've heard this word, can't get more. Not say accommodation is a threat. Everybody has their own fault. It is true. Then, this moment is a situation when Jonathan is in power. We don't expect Wazirisi to come and begin to do something that will jeopardize the interests of this particular government. We have to complain certain things. But when Obasanjo was there, we are aware of it. So the forefront. So please, my brothers, let us find a way to call our test brothers, not to use this particular forum to castigate people. People who listen trying to farm at this type of character assassination. It's not good. Let us speak with one voice. We have a difference. Let us come together to a round table. And what we do is we find a synthesis. The Yorubas come together when they want to achieve means. They don't use any particular meaning to cut together their citizens. It is not good. Here in Germany, I must say, everybody, I repeat with strong emphasis, everybody speaks with one voice if they want to achieve anything in the international community. It's Biafra. And make our enemies turn to believers. Let us set aside the idea of criticizing somebody, assessing someone's character using Radio Biafra. I like Radio Biafra. I listen to Radio Biafra again and again. I'm interested in all the discussions. From Nigeria to Ebola, let us say that. Keep on. I'm certainly behind you. And whatever contributions I must make to uphold this idea, I am prepared. Ever ready to answer I'm Kim, like I said, so I'm calling from Germany, Munich. Thank you very much.
Egonu, don't go anywhere, please. We must respond to you. Because this is radio, Biafra. Okay, when people speak, we allow them to speak. When they're free speaking, we respond to them. Do you know what we are doing? Are you sure you know what Radio Biafra is doing?
Why not?
Do you know what we are doing, my dear brother? We are here. Listen very carefully, please, because I love you very much. That is why Radio Biafra is on the air. We are here. I repeat very, very carefully because I will speak in a very low tone so people will know that I have no malice or anger in my voice. We are here to get Biafra. Did you hear what I said? We are here to get Biafra. We are not here so that SSIO Canon and my father will be the president of Nigeria. I am not here that my mother may be the president of Nigeria. I am not here to benefit from Nigeria. We are here that we may be free. That is the difference. You say, why castigate our brother? I am an Igbo man. Where I come from, I'll give you an example. Do you know why there was no armed robbery when I was growing up? I don't know how old you are. I'm a very old man. I'm a look young man.
I quite understand. I am on phone day by day.
Thank you. I grew up in the village. When I was growing up, there was no criminality, and I kept asking my people why. Because you read the newspapers, you hear citizens stole this and stole that. I started reading at a very early age. They said it's because of something called Even Bembe. The same thing happened to Ojuzo Carlos' mother when she was in Port Harcourt, a prostitute. They know this, of course. If you want, I can give the name of the hotel where she was. She stole, and they dragged her in public. We don't kill you. We don't stone you. We come and disgrace you in the public, so you will not steal again. I don't know if you follow what I'm saying. Igbo Ochu, Abaro Ochu Neji, Ihoje Alazu, Dihi Nona Demma Ikukunefe Kana Hui Kokoko. Let me make this very clear to you, my dear brother. If my father, whom I revere so much, if my father is caught compromising Biafra, what I will do to him, he will regret ever giving birth to me.
There is a way we have to do it. I understand what you are saying. Let me explain this to you. I understand.
There is a way we do things where we come from. I'm coming. Let me finish, please. I didn't stop you when you were speaking. That I'm following the Igbo way of doing something. Do you know how we do it? We expose evil in the public so it won't happen again. By the time we finish with Owasrike and every criminal, by the time we finish with every corrupt governor, every corrupt senator, every corrupt house of whatever member they are, every corrupt onyeze or whoever they are, by the time we finish with them in their next life, when they hear the word Biafra, they will pray.
Let us not be a kind of person. I don't know if anybody has some heart to grant it to Africa. Let's keep that aside and follow our vision. And first that and then get Biafra. If we want to get Biafra and we become distracted by fighting on Africa, we are going to meet the mark. Let us face the fact.
Do you want to? Please wait. Please let it get to respond to.
No, Africa is not my man. I don't see him. Okay,
so
we are seeing him. But again, what I'm saying is, if we must achieve Biafra, let us forget individuals.
But when that individual, hang on a second, you're telling me this is why Nigeria is so corrupt.
Please hold on, please.
We have done
it. There are many ways to sidetrack such individuals.
Hold on, let us. I want to ask you a question. Do you know that we have been home? This same thing you're saying, you will be inside. Do you know that we went home to tell this criminal in 2009 that what he's doing is wrong? And he didn't open his door. Are you aware of that? Do you know that we wrote to him, asking him that what he's doing in the name of Biafra is wrong? If he is tired, listen very carefully, please. Owasrike, if he is tired, he should go and do Eze Buruburu. No problem about that. But leave the struggle alone. You are telling me that the sponsors of Boko Haram are coming into Biafra land? This man took them to the throne of Uri, and you want us to forgive him? You want us to forgive somebody who has desecrated our land? You want us to forgive somebody who has stolen in the name of the bones and the blood of 3.5 million people? If that is the Biafra you subscribe to, my dear brother, Biafra will never come the next 1 million years. I tell you that before God and before man.
Don't misunderstand me. I am not saying that we are delicious with your friend. All I am appealing to Radio Biafra is that for us to achieve our dream, let us forget fighting individuals.
We are not fighting anybody. We're exposing evil the way somewhere we're exposing the evil in Nigeria. We don't care who you are. Do you get what we are saying?
How can the whole world take us serious? Why will we this particular meeting fight ourselves?
I will tell you how and why. When President Nixon, do you know President Nixon of the United States of America? Do you know him? He committed perjury. He lied to his people. They asked him, did you bug the conference center for the Democrats where they were holding their meeting? He said no, because he lied. He said no, that is all. President Nixon was removed from office. Americans went through one of the most traumatic periods of their life, having to impeach a man that millions of people voted for. They saw it as a national disgrace. They sat down and they decided, they said no. What is more important, somebody's reputation or the truth? Americans chose the path of the truth, and they told Nixon to go, and Nixon went. Today, America remains the strongest nation on this earth. My dear brother, there is nothing wrong with speaking the truth. It makes you stronger. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Yes, what do you want to say, please?
Thank you, my brother, who just called in from, I think, Holland or Poland. Thank you once again. I want to
call from Germany.
From Germany. Okay, from Germany. Thank you very much. He said we should leave the matter of Wazirika aside and then focus on what we are doing. But I say that is the problem. It's some other people who have a higher understanding of failure would also come in and say, forget about Nigeria, what Nigeria is doing, and then focus on your Biafra. How can you tell somebody, you go home and you tell your parents, this is the reason why we must not remain in Nigeria, without giving them the reason? You go and tell them, we want to leave Nigeria, you don't want to give them the reason. We've talked to everybody, Biafrans all over the world, what they say is, look at what Wazirike did. So before you move ahead from what they are saying, the stumbling block, you have to speak on it. If you say today we have to avoid what Wazirike is doing, what about every day that is making news, telling, going around the places representing those who have not called him to represent us? If we should forget Wazirike to talk about Biafra, we should equally forget about Nigeria to talk about Biafra, because Wazirike is a product of that abomination called Nigeria. What I see from our brother, with all due respect, who I just called in from Germany, is fear. He is afraid of confronting his enemy. Your enemy is not senior to you. Your enemy is not your God. Your enemy is a human being as you. Why should we hide the truth? Because we want to do what? If you cannot speak the truth, there are some issues that you have to avoid, but not when it causes people's blood. Not when it comes at cross purposes with the mind of God concerning his people. Not when it takes our freedom away. My brother, if you are not ready, please go on go to the other side. But we here, we are saying that we do not subscribe to such. If I begin to sing another tune, please keep on mentioning my name, so that those people who I may want to trap with the name of Biafra will run away. Because all we are here for is our freedom, not person. Wazirike is not bigger than Ojukwu. Wazirike is not bigger than Biafra. Thank you very much.
Thank you. They say we castigate. Please try not to sin. Try not to do anything bad against Biafra. Because if you do, may God help you. We will not spare you. By the time we finish with Wazirike, no other fake idiot will come up from anywhere again to use the name of Biafra to talk nonsense. We've achieved one thing already. Wazirike doesn't give direct press interviews anymore, because he knows that anything he says will be dissected and analyzed. He knows that very well. Because if he's a man of honor and integrity, he would have come out all this while to say, this is where I stand on this struggle. You go and bring Al Mustafa. What has that got to do with freedom fighting? The mansion he's living at Atokwe was built by our people, called Freedom House. He took our money to invite Hausa people and politicians to come and campaign for them. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to do what we are doing, and that thing is to make sure that Biafra is restored in truth and honesty. You will permit me to return to my brothers in the studio. Ikechukwu, have just spoken. Please, continue.
Yeah, I want to really appreciate the Malaysia Biafrans that turn up in mass, despite the threat that the police will arrest people that is coming out for Biafran gathering, the Igbo gathering for remembrance of the fallen heroes. I want to thank them, and I say God, may God continue to bless them. And I want to tell them, downrelect, and those people that are standing by the fence, come and join the train, because we are moving now. And at the same time, within this Asia, there are people we respect most where Igbos are mostly in this Asia continent. I'm talking about our good people in India. India is our beloved brother. Most of us here migrated from Malaysia to India, and I'm begging them. Malaysia has come up. Thailand, I can tell you 75% of Nigerians in Thailand are not using Nigerian passport. This is media, because of the problem there. And still, they came out. I don't see what is holding the people of India. Please, I am begging you people. I love India so much. I know many of our guys are moved to that India. Please, whoever can take up this challenge, coordinate India for us. And I want to tell them, if they can come up the same way the China people has come up and the Japanese people also, I'm encouraging them to come up. And in fact, the Indian people, I love them so much. And I know they can do something. And I believe that the right person that will coordinate them definitely will come. And to my brother that called from Germany, I want to tell him, even the Bible says a man's enemy is a member of his household. And now, even as a Christian, we know that majority of us, we are Christians. So what do you do to your enemy? So sometimes our people misunderstand the religious, this Christian teaching. When you come from the other angle, they will dance back to the other angle. The Israelite of today, if they happen to be the Igbo of today, I'm not talking about Biafra, maybe they would have given up the state of Israel. Because if you go back to Genesis chapter 12, you find out that Abraham, right from the land of Haran, God now asks him, leave your father's house to a land where I will show you. Abraham moved without knowing where he was going to, until he get to Canaan. God said, this land I will give to you and your descendants. And there were people, the Israel people, Israelites, are still holding on to that land that did not personally belong to them. It is a promise from God. So the question I want to ask we Biafra, if this land was given to us as a Biafra, are we going to leave them? Will you say because of one problem or one challenge or the other, you want to leave them? The Israelites are still holding on to the promise of God to them. Now we are working towards getting Biafra, and we have enemies by our side. The only thing we need to do, we are no more innocent than the people of Israelites. These are God chosen people. They call people of God. From the onset of Israelites, they have been fighting battles till tomorrow. So tomorrow, the Biafran Christian will say, because of the Bible says, you slap me this side, I will turn the other side. That is not the gospel. That is not the gospel. So I'm calling on everybody, those people that can coordinate through diplomacy, like our brother called from India the other day that we need diplomacy. And I'm giving him the order now to even use his diplomacy to coordinate the India people. We are talking about what you will do for Biafra. It's not just bringing up an idea. Use it and help your country. The same question the American people ask their people. Think of what you do for America. So I'm asking you, if you're going to use diplomacy in Germany, please use it, coordinate people and bring to this struggle. If you're going to use diplomacy in India, please use it. Do something. Stop telling people this is what we've gotten enough of idea to this struggle. We are thinking of what will you do. So come up, my brother from Germany, my brothers from India, come up and do something the way you want to handle it. Come up. And I want to assure you, the enemy on our way will be wiped off for us to get to the promised land. It happened even on the way when the Israelite is going, we are going to the promised land. I think a word is enough for the wise.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That this is Radio Biafra. We must continue to take your calls. Give us your name and where you are, please. As for us, we are in Kuala Lumpur, in Malaysia.
Yes, I'm Nandi. This is Dr. Moses Nguyen calling you from Christmas, Texas.
Thank you very much. You are listening to the voice of Dr. Moses Nguyen, the principal benefactor of Radio Biafra, and the man who wanted to make his family homeless in order to buy transmitter single-handedly, so that the world may know. And he's calling from the United States of America, but we said no to him. He will give us help. We know that when the time comes, we'll go to him. This man said, I will buy the transmitter. Tell me how much it is, and I will sell my house. A house I have been in and slept in myself, in Corpus Christi, in Texas, when other people are preoccupied with some other things. That goes to show that God is indeed with us. Dr. Moses Wigbe, you may proceed, that this is Radio Biafra, your radio station.
Yes, I'm Nandi. I've heard all the news you guys have been reading for the past couple of days, especially that one that concerns Wazirike. I think I shouldn't waste my time on that. I think it is a divine revelation that somebody like Wazirike has been exposed. My only prayer right now is for God expose more elaborators for us.
Amen.
So that we know the enemies within. As a matter of fact, there was a video posted on the Radio Biafra website that was entitled Corrupting the Biafran Struggle.
Yes.
I did watch that video. After watching that video, I made a comment that I didn't see anything wrong there because it involves Biafra and the Biafran veterans. But I don't know what you can. I haven't met him. I don't have anything to say about him. But for those of you who knows who he is, I think whatever you all say about him does make sense. Because each and every four, a genuine Biafran, a member of the editorial board, that responded to me and gave me some information that he believed that there was a hidden agenda on that thing, that video that I couldn't see. And I told him, don't worry about it, because Biafrans are being helped, those war veterans. But after this news broke that Wazirike is inviting Al-Mustafa, the murderer, in Biafran land with 21 consulates, so that's really incredible.
It is.
So we shouldn't be wasting our time on this. As a matter of fact, that alone, I am more determined than ever now to move on with this trouble.
Yes.
Yesterday I called in, but I couldn't get in. I did post a few comments on Facebook. Yeah, on Facebook yesterday. So my advice to all the Biafrans: stay calm. No, don't panic. None of us is bigger than Biafra. Our great leader is gone. Is dead. Yes, I didn't die with him. So we are moving on. The only time I can say I can panic is someone like Nandi Kano or other members of the editorial board of Radio Biafra decided to say today they are Nigerians. I will worry a little bit. But I will still move on. I'm still move on. Fight is fight up to the end. Right now, I'm working on something which I'm not going to say on the air because I'm taking this fight for Biafra now, both now. So hopefully by next week when I'm done, I'm going to put it on the website or on Facebook.
Yes.
Because nobody's going to stop us from getting Biafra.
Nobody. I say amen to that. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen and amen to that.
I have had the likes of Professor Ben Wadeze, former governor of Anambra State, Chukwuemeka Ezeife, talk all kind of things that doesn't make any sense. But my warning to all of them is should not interfere with the Biafran struggle. Biafra is not negotiable. I don't care what anybody says.
Amen. I say amen to that.
Biafra is not negotiable.
It can never be.
we are going to get Biafra, as we always said, in truth and honesty.
Very clear.
We are going to get Biafra.
Unequivocally, yes.
Nobody is going to stop us.
Amen.
This is not 1967. This is not 1970. We are not planning on waging any wars with anyone, but if they need be, we are ready.
Amen. Amen and amen and
amen. I am telling you, if that's what they want, we are ready.
Yes. Thank you very much.
So, what I'm telling my fellow Biafrans, please, I want God to expose more of our wickedness. That's what we need.
Hallelujah. I'm going a bit Pentecostal now, so, please. Don't try and stop me.
Please, I want all of you to get up this topic. Let's move on. And I will talk to you. We're going to discuss some issues. I won't say it on the air.
Of course, you will say so, that. Yes. We will talk off air, of course. We'll speak later, yes.
Let me make other people get on and talk. But I'm urging every Biafran to stay calm and move on with the struggle. So we're going to get there. God's on our side.
Amen.
I am personally taking this fight as if Biafra is the only thing I know right now. I am taking it personal, and we're going to get there.
Thank you very much.
May God bless you.
Amen. Bye-bye. Amen. And God bless you too. He is calling from the U.S. You won't believe it. That is Dr. Moses Wigwe. When I said the principal benefactor, those who have a very fine grasp of English language understand what I mean. He sponsors Radio Biafra in his own way. Every month without fail. This man. Incredible. He said he will sell his house and make his family homeless. A very beautiful house that I visited in Corpus Christi. He is in the medical profession, and he lives in the U.S. When I went to his house, I noticed something that led me to believe that hamburger is a very big problem. Throughout our stay there, we did not go to eat any hamburger. I asked him. In fact, he cooked for us at one point because I told him I have not swallowed something for a few days. Those of us that grew up in the village, we are not used to rice and spaghetti and indomie. We are used to swallowing something. It could be apple, it could be garri, it could be any other thing. He went and he cooked for us. Chidera also was there, and we ate. I told Dr. Moses Nwigwe, your love for Biafra is undeniable, is unquestionable. You are responsible for us coming to Corpus Christi to see you and our tour of the United States. But please do not cook soup for me again, because it wasn't all that pleasant. I love this very man, he's a good man. He said he will buy us transmitter single-handedly. That's why we say to you, if you like, you contribute. If you like, you don't. We'll buy a transmitter anywhere. The reason why we are going to every place telling everybody is, when the time comes, you will not say, oh, I didn't know about it. Or nobody told me. No. That is why we go and tell people. And in true Malaysian style, they have responded. In the Malaysia, these are men that are here, not boys. They think like Dr. Moses Nwigwe from Texas. Everybody here in the whole of the United States, that is Dr. Moses Nwigwe, Clifford, Irania, that is Emeka Madwewese, but it's Emeka Madwewese. That is Amajoyi. Chidera is there. And of course, the entire Ekwenche family. Great people. And to an extent, there are other people elsewhere, including Chioma Haroto, who is somewhere in Washington, D.C. Our people are rising up. America will be rescued. We are praying, we are fasting for them. Anytime we pray and fast, we are fasting for those of them who are lost inside beef in the U.S. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. We must take this call. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Namde Kanu. I greet you. I salute you.
Thank you.
Dr. Akujese from Chicago.
God will bless all of you. As I even mentioned your name a short while ago, that if not for your intercession and the good work of Dr. Moses Nwigwe, Clifford Iranya Chidera, Chioma Haroto, everybody coming from the United States will be banned from entering Biafra land. But thanks to people like you, we will let them come in. Please proceed.
My brother, I salute you all. I salute every Biafran over there with you in the studio and across the entire vast land of Asia. It's been very, very heartening what is going on with our people over there. They are making us proud.
Yes.
At times like this, you have to ignore these idiots, but we must answer them. We must answer them like you say. We must answer them in the open. There's nothing hidden. We are going to Ohakatik Biafra,
yes.
An open Biafra. In the ancient time in Biafra, we had no walls. We had no boundary. We can wake up in the middle of the night at Omahia or Ibeku and go to Abagana.
That is correct.
You know?
Yes.
That is the Biafra we are going. The Biafra we are going is a place where there is no respect of sacred persons. There is nothing like that. Uwazirike and all people who think like Uwazirike must be held accountable as we proceed in this struggle.
Yes.
Mr. Egon who called may be related to Uwazirike. Anybody who sees the way you are treating this struggle and has a problem with it, has a problem with himself. Because like you always say, it is getting Biafra based on truth and honesty.
Yes.
That's all we care. We have no other agenda than to get Biafra based on truth and honesty. Anybody who has a problem with that is a respecter of lies and deceit. So, my brother, Nnamdi, proceed on. I salute Biafra Dibo. I salute Enyagu. I salute all the Biafras over there. They are making us proud. And I salute you, Nnamdi. You've taken some beating, traveling from here and there. I don't understand how you make it. But I know that as Onye Biafra, that you will make it. We are not afraid of anything. We are not afraid of anything. You
at
know,
all,
we are not
afraid of
anything. At all. And we stand firm to challenge our elders who are giving us wrong advice. We stand firm to affirm our oneness as in the Biafra. We stand firm to affirm the lives we have contributed, that have gone in the struggle for Biafra.
That is correct.
We cannot look back. We must proceed forward. Those people desecrating Biafra, firing criminals, war killers, people who have stole their hands with the blood of Biafrans. Man, these people are not afraid. Do they know that there are Biafrans lying in the graves, or more graves in northern Nigeria today? Whose only crime was that they went to pray in the churches? They were all killed. These people have not been brought home. And our leaders are talking, our so-called chiefs and elders are talking about Nigeria, one Nigeria. Under what kind of arrangement? We must correct them. We must keep on telling them.
Of course.
We are proceeding of Biafra.
Of course.
We have no authority.
Yes.
Nigeria is a graveyard for every Biafran.
Yes.
Nigeria is a struggling place for every Biafran. There are people without jobs for all these years. Undergraduates, graduates, people who are elders, people who have given up on life because they are trapped in that contraption called Nigeria. So we must shine the light. We must continue to give the light. The light is towards Biafra. Biafra will be an open society as the people who live there believe in. We have no other alternative than to proceed to Biafra. So Nnamdi, we have no regrets. Our actions are genuine. Our actions are civil.
Of course.
They are civilized approach. Let us proceed.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. That is the voice of Dr. Justin Akujes, another doctor as well, because we have learned people in the U.S. Not minding, these are the people praying for those who are fueled by the drugs coming from beef.
they have eaten. If not for Ekwenche, if not for Dr. Moses Nwigwe, if not for Clifford Iranya, we would have condemned all of them. But because of these men and our sisters in the U.S., we shall leave that window of opportunity open. However, we must reiterate and keep reiterating. The era of coming to Biafra to steal in the name of Biafra to go and talk to Nigeria using Biafra is gone. Okay, Mozo. After Wazirike, it won't happen again. Not in our lifetime. Because then, if you try to, we'll kill you. We'll allow Wazirike to go on. We gave him the credit for having the courage and the conviction to rise up to speak about Biafra in 1999 openly without fear. We didn't know that he was going to fall by the wayside. Because even Saul in the Bible, when he fell by the wayside, God allowed demons to possess him. And he died disgracefully. That is what is going to happen to Wazirike and to any other person, myself included, if I derail from this struggle. God should make an example of me if I do so. Because I know it will never happen anywhere. This is what he sent me to do, and that's what I'm doing. I will not relent from it. Even if I am the only person alive, I will proclaim Biafra in truth and honesty. I will not falter, I will not shake, I will not deviate, I will not prevaricate. Neither will I retreat nor surrender. Because the nearest thing you can do to worshipping God is by making sure that Biafra comes into existence. That is the only way you can worship God. Any other thing you do is irrelevant. As long as you're a Biafran. If you want to worship God and you want God, ask yourself, why is it that we announce to everybody with our flyers that we are meeting in a particular place? There are police chasing people everywhere. In China, there was no police. In Thailand, there was no police. Our people in the Philippines are okay. No one is running after them. We are here in Malaysia, there is no police. We announce where we are, they can't come to touch us. Because that same God that said we must do this work is standing guard. Ask them if anybody has ever attended any Biafran function and on their way home, they were arrested and taken away by the police. The two incidents we had in Thailand was dealt with. Everybody is free because we are Biafrans. And Chukwu Abiyama is with us. He is not going to fail us. He hasn't failed us before. And it's not going to fail us now. We must take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Timothy Nwankwo from Dakar, Senegal.
Timothy Nwankwo from Dakar in Senegal. Dakar was showing us some signs before of wonders and miracles. What is going on in Dakar, please?
I must tell you, we are on our way. We are planning. We must meet Malaysian people.
That everybody is talking about Malaysia, but Malaysia, the more you talk about Malaysia, the more they do things that people cannot reach them.
We are coming, Dr. Nandi. Don't worry.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Without wasting much time, please, I want to find out if you have the number of the young man that called last time accusing you of whatever they say, they give you money and the myself or whatever. The man that represented the... It was Rike last time that called you on phone. Do you have his number?
I don't have his number because he ran away. I told him if you don't publish your own evidence, I'll bring out mine. And I released my own evidence, which is only a preamble, as they will say. And it was Rike then decided to join Nigeria full time.
His number.
Hello?
I want to remind him of something, but there's no problem. Nandi, we are with you.
Thank you.
With you, we so much thank God for everything, for your journey, mercy, all the way from Thailand, Malaysia, Philippines, and back again to Malaysia.
Yes.
We are applying our own here, and you will visit us very soon.
Thank you very much. And we are coming. We are coming to Africa as well, and we are going to broadcast from Enugu. Live and direct in an open town hall style, that we may let our people know that we are fearless before our enemies. We are fearless before our enemies. They must know that. If not, that I swore that I will not go to Abuja or go to any northern territory. People don't know this. I will never go there till I die.
even if they want us to come and sign the instruments of state of freedom, other people will go from the editorial board of Radio Biafra and other affiliated groups. I will not go there. If not, I would have gone to Sabongeri to broadcast from Sabongeri. If they dare me, I will ask God for forgiveness and I will go there and broadcast from there. There is nowhere we cannot broadcast from. We'll advertise our number, we'll tell you where we are, and we'll broadcast to you. Because today we are in central Kuala Lumpur, broadcasting to the whole world. If you like, you stop us. But you will die in the process. Because the God that sent us gave us every means and every capability as long as we serve him in truth and honesty. And even him, Chukwu Abiyama, knows that that's what we are doing. That our hearts are clear. That our minds are pure. He knows that. And that is where Biafra is coming this time around. We cannot let our people down. We can never do that. Because we are the children of God. And his work is what we have come here to do. And he's blessing us immensely. The best thing you can do, wherever you are, is to belong to a Biafran group under the oversight of Radio Biafra, being coordinated from here in Malaysia. If you are up to scratch in terms of your numbers, your presence will be drawn to the attention of our coordinator of coordinators here, Ikechukwu Nyago, who will then basically adopt that very country into the family, into the wider family that we are pulling all over the world. Then you will see what Biafra truly means. You will give us your name and your place where you are at the moment, please. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Please do so very quickly, if you may. We have somebody on Skype. Are you listening to us? No, this call is on hold. I was looking at his picture. It is my fault. You must forgive me. You know, lack of sleep can cause a lot of things. Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, raise your voice, please. Atulegu. Wulitolu, raise your voice.
Okay. My name is Obinna. I'm coming from India.
Obinna from India. You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank God for the Genesis he granted to you, going all over the country. And I want to respond to one of our leaders over there in the studio who mentioned India. I want to let you people know what is holding the Indian people. The ambassador to Nigeria organized a kind of football match for them with just a little amount of money they went off. I saw them wearing JC, writing One Nigeria, people that their brother are dying in the desert, people that their brother are being drawn in the sea, trying to cross over to Europe. What they can come to India to do is just to wear JC and write One Nigeria. People that have been deported from Lagos, people that have been dumped from the northern part of Nigeria, they don't even know where they come from. All they can come and do in India is to buy JC and write One Nigeria. I saw them and I was very disappointed, but I didn't lose hope. I know God will help us. One day they will come to their senses, we will march on, and when we come together, we will be strong. We will be stronger. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Akuna Nakebeziogu. You have heard why the likes of Christian Nwosu is talking about diplomacy. They have given them JC for football and some cash. He's free to come on air and dispute it. India, we've been looking to organize India now for over a year. They said, let's go home and come back. Nothing happened. Little did we know, we have Otu Jemena, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So India is very strong. He's a brave man. And I like him. Otu Jemena is very strong and very brave. And under him, are we going to build India? We're going to build India under him. The Biafrans in India will rise under Otu Jemena. Unless he has a jersey from the Nigerian ambassador to India. That is what they do. They organize football matches for you with jersey with One Nigeria on it. And you abandon the struggle. The same character that Owazirike has. That is why India has not come up all this while. They come and tell us about diplomacy and being tactful. Diplomacy with Nigeria is unacceptable. Go and play your football and do diplomacy with them. To us, you don't exist anymore. Otujeme Robert, is that correct? Yes, we want him to call in. No, we don't want to give out his Skype name before they pass it to Nigeria to go and buy him two jerseys, maybe. We don't want to do that. Let's go and take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my name is Wadi Uke. I'm calling from Sweden.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to comment on what the last guy that said now. I don't love the way that he ignored them. Even here in Sweden, there's one guy from Nigeria here. He tried to form a football club here and he called it Nigeria United. I say, if you call it Nigeria United, I will not going to play with you people. You should play as you want. If you want to form a football club that we black will be playing, try to find another name, or can give it to Biafra United. If you wish, he said, no, he said you want to give it to Nigeria United. I said, okay, then cut me out. And I will not be able to play, and I take my friend out of the team, and they could not be able to play. So what the boy did is a very nice thing. If they want to play Nigeria United, or one Nigeria, let them play one Nigeria, but play your own Biafra. You understand? Any country that I always say, one, is not a good country. But nobody will preach an American person to believe in America, because he knows that that is his own country. If Nigeria is a good country, they don't need to preach for us, one Nigeria, for us to know that we are Nigerian. But since it's not our country, so no, there's no how they preach. Even if they like, they should give us iPhone with gold. It will not be your country, because it will never be your country. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, of course.
So I think everybody who loves his country, who lost his place, to reject everything that concerns Nigeria. At least Achebe have showed the sample. Dictator have shown us the sample when they give him the medal, they turn it to them, and I can't believe they have shown us the sample that reject the price from Nigeria. So if all of us should be doing the same thing, I think this Biafra would be in our reach within a few months. So I like what the guy did from the guy from India did. So you should keep it on, and I advise every of our people that live in other part of the world, every part of the world, that anything that they organize and call it a Nigerian team, don't go, because you're not a Nigerian. You know where you come from. But if you believe you're a Nigerian, you go and participate with them.
And play football.
Yeah, I play, but I'm an old man and I don't play so much, you know. Yeah, football is for young people.
It is, yes. You know?
But I just play for fun.
That is correct.
That is it.
Even me, so age won't let me even play for fun. I don't think I can even run around anymore. That is how bad it is.
He's working football. He can walk and play football also. I feel like he still is playing football.
Yes.
Yeah, also.
Thank you very much.
And I thought I want to say it, that is about concern Wazilike. We give Wazilike so much publicity that I think he will be happy. Be happy whenever we talk about him. We make him known about the whole world.
He's a rogue. You judge criminals in the public. People will see him for who he is. And I can tell you this now. Believe you me. After I was written, no other criminal will come out. By the time we are done with him. No other person will. Have you heard anybody mentioning Biafra all this while anymore? Talking nonsense?
No.
Because they know that radio will hold them to account. Once you come out now to do Biafra, we investigate your background very clearly. The same way we ask them to go and do ours. Find out where you're coming from. And find out what is motivating you to talk about Biafra. When you are only doing it to enrich yourself. Everybody who has stolen in the name of the dead people of Biafra will pay very dearly for it. We can never forgive this man. Not now, not tomorrow, not... No amount of pleading. I don't care what they do or what they say. This man can never be forgotten for stealing, standing on the bones of 3.5 million people, mass of members who are dead following this monkey. Eventually, he abandoned us and joined the enemy, brought our enemies to the heart of the throne, the spiritual throne of Igbo land. His sins are beyond pardon. That's the way it is. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. We have lost them. We have lost them. I hope they don't have a Nigerian jersey to play football with. We must acknowledge Izuna Kingsley. He is one of us. He is a Biafran. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. Hello? Can you hear me? The call.
Yeah.
Can you
hear me? Good morning.
Turn your system off, please. Balataya, turn it off.
Thank you, Director.
Yes, go ahead.
Director.
Yes, go ahead. I'm listening.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Thank you. My wife is in Monday of children, so I am the Alimba. Calling from Kuala Lumpur, here in Malaysia.
Thank you.
Director, I want to say a big thanks to all the Biafrans here in Malaysia because they really did a marvelous work today about our beloved country, Biafra.
They did. Under the chairmanship of Biafra Dibo.
Yes. I want to start by saying, initially, when I walked into the arena where the urban meeting was held today, in respect of Biafra, I was a little bit about to lose myself just because of happiness. Because people who were there, when I was, in fact, I used like David, the way David danced. I was walking around everywhere before the show happened. Immediately I stepped in the arena, what I saw, I felt at home. Because I saw people that gives me joy. I never knew we have people like this in Malaysia. Yes. Honestly speaking, I will confess this to the end. And at the same time, I want to congratulate the executive member of Biafra here in Malaysia and your president. I highly recognize everything that happened about what someone comments about Wazirite, saying that we should not emphasize on Indiral or Wazirite. I tell Wazirite Nuratina Church. Wazirite really insulted me, the difference, I mean the issue. If you should took Odubua and the, in fact, the Nigerians, the local country Nigerians, that who our English, they go in the first son of Igbo land. The one messed up the kingdom, the first son of our kingdom in Igbo land, he messed it up. And that man that was saying that we should exercise on the was rich or whatever. I want to let you know that.
No, sir, you will call us back or we'll call you back. No, sir, your line is not very clear. We are going to call you back, please. Ikechukwu, can we please get Nonso back on this line, please? Can you please call him back on this very last line, please? Because we don't know what is happening. We don't know what is happening. We are unable to take his call. For some strange reason, we are not able to pick it up. Let us see if the numbers are recorded. Even the numbers are not even recording here. I don't know what is wrong. I don't want to say anything to offend Bill Gates, but they must make sure that they improve Nokia 9 series phones. 920 and 925 phones need some improvement. When I go outside the United Kingdom, the call log doesn't work. I don't know where it is. Do they have Nokia in this town so we can go there and sort this thing out at some point? Because we cannot pick up our logs. I don't know what is going on. We have, can somebody, do you have Nonso's number? Please call Nonso, or Nonso, you call back. We couldn't hear you at all. We are delightfully joined by you, Chairman Four. Chairman Four is with us. I must announce his presence because he's a great man. I must announce him because on this day, the very strong people of Biafra are responding to us. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Chairman Four, you will address Biafrans all over the world, please.
This is your radio station. Fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra, from around the world, my name is Uchemi Ford, calling from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London. Good evening, good morning, good night to you all. First of all, I want to say a very big thank you to all our brothers and sisters of Biafrans in the Asian continent, particularly for the hand of fellowship, for the hospitality extended to Radio Biafra, for their understanding in the issues concerning the current drive for Biafra restoration. It is very important.
Uche, I must ask you to wait a second. Uche, please wait a second where you are. We are going to continue with you. We lost our brother. We have him back on the line. And we shall proceed with him. Uche, stay where you are. We are going to come back to you immediately after this. Please, no, so you may continue. Yes, we had to call you back. We had to do you that honor. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Director, I was trying to say that we, the Biafrans and the Igbos, we are really dying all over the country, and nobody cares about us from the zoological country, Nigeria. But now we have stood up to our feet to collect what rightfully belongs to us by fire, by force, whether they like it or not. At the same time, I want to comment on what is really happening in India. The Biafrans in India should stood up to their foot and keep their head straight to know their rights and what rightfully belongs to them. If the Nigerians are trying to buy them over, they should resist, because sometime ago in India, Biafrans was killed by a local in India, and the person who they killed, I know the person quite alright. And I read the news very clear. It happens two times in India, and none of the Nigerian authority went to took up this matter as a nation that used to say Nigeria is not a country, Nigeria is not a good nation. If they should allow a citizen to be killed in India by the local for no reason, just they were attacked and they were killed two good executive times. It happened in India. Now, the Biafrans are trying to stand on their feet to claim their rightful time as a Biafran. The Nigerian authority went to send the ambassador who could not fight for their rights to ask them to come and play football as one Nigeria. That ambassador, God in heaven must kill him and his generation, because we, the Biafrans, are suffering in all over the country and nobody is speaking on our behalf. But now we want to have one stand. We want to stand as a great Biafra. May God bless Biafra, and may God, Biafra as a country, I love Biafra. I will continue loving Biafra. Just imagine, the ambassador in India went to organize a football to learn all Biafra down to by fixing a football for them to make them one Nigeria, but they cannot protect their image. How many times have they killed the Biafrans just in the street for no reasons in India? But none of them went to fight for these people, and none of them went to ask why should this happen. But now you see that they want to fight for their rights to claim their country, the Biafra, and they went to confuse them and claim that they should put on Nigerian jersey and play as one Nigeria. For what? We don't have anything like one Nigeria. As I am now, I call my family back home. I thought I want to come home, but I don't know where to go. Imagine the nonsense. In Nigeria, I cannot be happy. Here in Angola, I cannot be happy. I want to go back to Taiwan, but no Nigeria. There is no place to go. Why should they bring up a jersey? The Biafrans to play football as one Nigeria. I want to use the opportunity to urge the Biafrans in India. They should start organizing themselves and know what they are. They are not just ordinary people. They are all Biafrans with a star. They are stars written all over them. Yes. If they should know what they are, they will know that they have to claim what rightfully belongs to them. Anybody who is a Biafran should be grateful and thankful to God for making him a Biafra. Just like I am today, I want to remain a Biafra. I want to, oh my God, today when I went to the meeting today, immediately I entered the arena, everybody saw me and was running about, thanking God for making me to be a Biafra. Thank God for making me to be a Biafran, because when I saw everything that is happening, I started to imagine how Biafran will be in future. I started to see Biafra as a nation beyond my expectation. How everybody over there was happy, looking very good, looking very smart, with one heart, with one spirit, speaking in one voice.
And with our pickup, you know our pickup. Everybody had it on, didn't they? What this this thing we had? The pinup. Everybody had it.
If you I have my own. I bring it home with me.
Everybody. And everybody that came there left with a CD, which is very good.
Yes.
For them to go, with a DVD to go and watch.
Director, yesterday's event is something that will be for life. For life. And it will never forget them. Because yesterday's event was made to remember the 3.5 million Biafrans that was killed in cold blood. And the suffering and enslavement we have been under the country, the zoological country in Nigeria, and all over the world, where they sent us to go by force. And we have been, they have forced us to leave our country to different countries all over the world, Asia, America, Europe, and all parts of Africa. But they don't know they are training us to become what we want to be. So they are driving us to our destination. And now we are going to the Canal Line, and we must cleanse the Biafra by force in Jesus' name.
Amen. And amen and amen. We are grateful. Uche Mefo, we have returned to you. We had to call somebody. We went to take their call, and he has spoken eloquently about the joy he felt when he walked into the arena today and saw people, all manner of people, even those who are championing Igbo cause. Everybody was there, all had their Biafran pins on them, on their left breast pocket, rejoicing and very happy because Radio Biafra brought the good news of Biafra to the people of Malaysia. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much, and thank you to all Biafrans in Malaysia, to all Biafrans in the Asian subcontinent, and indeed all Biafrans all over the world, including friends of Biafra and all lovers of freedom and justice from around the world. And more also not forgetting the big masquerade who has been piloting the affairs of Radio Biafra, uniting the entire Biafrans wherever they are in real time through the live broadcasting of Radio Biafra. And to the entire editorial board members of Radio Biafra, I salute you all. It is very, very important that we understand and not underestimate the enormity of the task ahead before us in our present and current effort to restore Biafra to its rightful place. We must understand that we are fighting twin enemies, twin evil of the external domination of Biafran territory by Nigeria. That is number one. The second is the most potent and deadly enemy. That is the enemy from within. It appears that people are now coming out to believe or to appreciate what Radio Biafra has been saying since 2009, that the Biafran struggle has been contaminated. The Biafran struggle has been infected by all manner of diseases. And it is only wise and only proper for us to begin to cure that disease now. That is what Radio Biafra is doing. The Nigerian government has invested so much amount of money. They have earmarked so much amount of money, believing that the problem of Biafrans is money. It is poverty, because they have made Biafra to be poor in their own mind. But they have forgotten that there are a number of Biafrans who cannot be corrupted. Already they have gone to the Arrowhead, which is the movement for the authorization of sovereign state of Biafra led by Uwazilike himself. And people have been asking, Uwazilike and Masop has done so much. And I can say, yes, the evidence is there. Because when Uwazilike came up with Masop in 1999-2000, all Igbos, all citizens of Biafra embraced it. and supported Wazlike, who has been leading MASOB for about 13 years or 14 years now. Now, everybody abandoned everything, no challenge, nothing, supported MASOB. But unfortunately, just after 2008, when Wazlike was released from prison, Wazlike was given stringent bail conditions that will make it impossible for him to continue the agitation of Biafra. But he did not admit it. He made a lot of compromises, and he also pledged not to disrupt any peace that Nigeria is currently enjoying by not continuing to agitate for Biafra. Radio Biafra has been saying this, not just a hearsay, it's not about hearsay, it is an evidence, a first-hand evidence gathered, and with every amount of clarity, every amount of fairness, proclaiming it, telling people that this is what is happening. The Biafran struggle under Wazlike has been bought over. And today, Wazlike, as we have been saying, cannot, we never talk about Biafra without qualifying it with if. He even cannot speak directly on the issue of Biafra. It is his directors and deputies that are talking about the issue of Biafra. And the worst thing is that he cannot give any live, he cannot make any live statement or organize any live event on Biafra. It is enveloped journalism. Brown envelope journalism is what they are doing. They write something, they look for journalists who can publish it just to continue to deceive our people. This cannot continue because Biafra has suffered a lot. Millions have died because of this name Biafra. And people will come out and begin to ask you, why Wazlike? And I will say yes, because the name Biafra, on which we are agitating, on which we are we have everything we have, the name Biafra, for which the world knows us, has been contaminated and it's been taken away from us. And until that disease that is infected Biafra leaves Biafra, we can't stop talking. So Wazlike should forget about Biafra and face chieftaincy title and local politics. It is only then that we'll stop talking about Biafra. But that does not mean that Wazlike is the one controlling our destiny. We are moving forward, but we're also letting the world know. The damage that has been done to Biafra is such that when you mention Biafra any part of the world, the world will continue to laugh at you. Because it cannot fight for Biafra today and tomorrow you go into Nigerian politics. That is not discipline. That is not freedom fighting. We can't continue. We cannot continue to prevaricate at any slightest opportunity. And the worst is that Nigerian government has brought over a number of people who are in the center of Biafra restoration project with money. As you can see, people in India are confirming it. Nigerian government has earmarked a number of money to their embassies abroad to make sure that the issue of Biafra, anything that will lead to a disintegration of Nigeria, is brought under control. And now they are extending that bribery to each and every member of Biafran community, especially the Igbos, through the embassies. The Nigerian ambassadors to different countries call them to their Igbo meetings and give them money. And so they begin to subpoena for those who are actually active in Biafra. They will begin to subpoena. Example is India. There are so many other countries. I also want to use this opportunity, therefore, to let our people know, people who are living in different countries of the world, to know that you cannot have any protection under Nigeria. Nigeria is cursed. Nigeria is an abomination. As you can see, if you mention that you are in Nigeria, you're going to jail. or if you mention that you're from Nigeria, you're a Nigerian citizen, especially in countries who do not like fraud and all sorts of evil, they will jail you. The only solution for you is to embrace Biafra. I have never seen anybody that says that he's a Biafra and is arrested and put in prison. I am one of the examples. So all the things, all I'm going to tell Biafrans all over the world is to stop being afraid of Biafra. God has given us that spirit of boldness. We must not allow the spirit of timidity to take over. We are brave. God has given us every enablement to take over what belongs to us. If you are proud to be a Biafra, then Biafra will defend you. If you are not afraid, no, if you are afraid of being a Biafra, then Biafra will be afraid of you and will not defend you. If you are not afraid of Biafra and proclaim Biafra boldly, Biafra will defend you. There are a number of people who are living testimonies. What also happened in Malaysia today, you will bear witness to. So the only solution, both in Nigeria and outside Nigeria, is Biafra. And if you are standing on the platform of Biafra, your hands must be clean. You must fight for Biafra in truth and honesty and sincerity too. Otherwise, what you are doing is going to come to naught. Because Biafra is not just an ideology, a way of life. It is also a spiritual calling. More so, millions of people have died because of this name Biafra. And anybody who is deceiving people, anybody who has come out to use Biafra to enrich himself, must die. There is no
amen
about
it. Amen and
the
amen.
The person must die. The person must face the same calamity that befell all our heroes and heroines who have been actively fighting for Biafra since during the war and even up till now.
Yes.
So if you are coming to Biafra, anybody that goes to Equity must go with a clean hands. That is why Radio Biafra has been moving ahead. Radio Biafra has been built on truth, on honesty, and all those who are serving Radio, who are serving Biafra under the platform of Radio Biafra, have sworn to give their life to Biafra in truth and honesty. There is no going back on that. And that is why you are seeing a number of successes, something that has never happened before. Let anybody tell me whether they have had anything like Radio Biafra, even during the war and after the war up until this period. Uniting Biafrans all over the world, uniting Biafrans in real time, people calling to get information about people they don't know so many years ago. Embarking on tour of unification of Biafrans based on truth and honesty. If anybody knows that, or anybody can say that this has happened before, let that person counter what I'm saying. So what we are doing here is that Radio Biafra has recognized the importance of the media. The media project is very important because without the media, you cannot tell your story. Other people will be telling your stories. And that is what has been happening in Nigeria. If you go to Nigeria today, the media is dominated by the Yorubas. And it is what you give them and what they are satisfied with that they will publish for you. That is why our people do not know what is happening. But with Radio Biafra, or in the center of Biafra Restoration Project, there is no way our people cannot know the truth. And we thank God that people are responding, including those who were doubting Radio Biafra before. They are now coming back to acknowledge the fact that what Radio Biafra has been saying is the truth. But even if they do not believe, we are not going back. There is no going back. We are moving forward. The train is moving. The only call I'm making today to all of you, Biafrans, friends of Biafra from around the world, is to support the cause, Biafra, restoration of Biafra, whose time has come. Restoration of Biafra, Biafra itself ordained by God, Biafra that has been built by God, in the spiritual, only for it to be restored in the physical. without us coming together, without us serving Biafra in truth and honesty, there is no future for us. For those in Nigeria, for Biafrans in Nigeria, there is no future for you in Nigeria. As you can see, Nigeria is crumbling each and every step of the way. You can see the alliances, fake alliances being made from North to Yorubaland to Igboland by courtesy of those who do not love Biafra, to say the least. People have accused Radio Biafra of embarking on propaganda, talking about Wazike almost all the time. The truth is that
the truth
you
must
are
be
seeing
told.
The result of it.
The truth must be told.
There is no going back.
The truth must be told. Uche, you will bear with me, and I must take this call. Uche, hold on. I'm coming to come to you. Let's take this call. Stay where you are. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Sandadike. I'm calling from India. Sandadike.
Sandadike from India. Do you have your jersey from the Nigeria High Commission?
No, I'm in India. I'm not in India. I don't support that.
Okay, go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning, my brother. Go ahead.
Since I have tried to get your library, I do not speak in my phone because of this. But only thing I want to say is this. Here in Mumbai, there is a lot of Biafra. But when you speak about Biafra, I'm telling you about Biafra. They're not listening to that. They're abusing you. Mr. Man, why are you fighting about Biafra? Your mother died, your father died, because you don't have anybody. Don't do that. So please, the reason why I call is this, not because of these bastards, because I call them mixed cultures. Some of them gathering by Hausa or by Yoruba, I don't know. But the reason why I'm calling is this, please, if there is any Jamie Biafra who comes from India, please tell him to come, let us organize ourselves. I said being our own, like Malaysia, China, and all that. Please, that's the reason why I call.
Thank you very much. What is Robert Utujeme in India, isn't it? Ikechukwu?
Yes, sir.
Robert Utujeme is in India. He's one of us. And Robert will be... Robert Utujeme.
My Skype name is Sandadike. That's Sandadike.
He is listening. He listens. He's an avid listener. Sunday Adike, he should add you on Skype.
Yeah.
Two of you should get together and get anybody that has received a jersey from the Nigerian High Commission is not allowed to join the room. Anybody that has played football for Nigeria or participated in any tournament organized by Nigeria in India is not allowed to be part of the Biafran family in India.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Please tell him to call me so that we start our meeting.
Thank you very, very much. We will very shortly be bringing this program to an end. Uche, please, you will round up for us as we bring this program to an end, please.
Yes, it's very important that Biafrans understand that we have very enormous task at hand. We have so much to do. A lot of damage has been done to the Biafran struggle. And we are, by all means, determined to start from scratch. Radio Biafra has come out, and you have seen the success made so far. We are going to move on from here. We are marching relentlessly towards the restoration of Biafra. There is no going back on that. The only weapon we have is the truth. And once you stand on the truth, recognize the truth, and defend it, the enemy will always be running away, including those who are sabotaging Biafra restoration efforts. So we are calling on all Biafrans from around the world, friends of Biafra, all freedom lovers and lovers of justice, to embrace the Biafra restoration project. It is a gospel. It is a gospel as far as Biafra is concerned.
Yes.
Because God has ordained that. What is happening now should be an evidence. Radio Biafra is embarking on unification project. unification tour of all Biafrans from around the world. If we get Biafrans united together around truth and honesty for the restoration of Biafra, we then move to Nigeria to fight our common enemy, including banishing all those who are eating up, who are fattening themselves in the name of Biafra, deceiving us for years, telling us that Biafra has observer status at the United Nations, that Biafra has diplomatic relations with the United States of America, that Biafra has bilateral relations with Israel. All these things are lies. This is not how to fight for Biafra. This is not freedom fighting. The money collected from Biafrans have been used for personal aggrandizement,
which is unacceptable.
Radio Biafra today, we ask you to ask the only organization that came out in 1999 to fight for Biafra and whom all Igbos and all Biafrans supported, ask them where we are today in the stage for restoration of Biafra. They have 25-point agenda, but we don't know where we are today.
We can't call on them.
The Nigerian government is coming in boldly and taking away Biafrans. Those who can be counted off may not, their life cannot be the same again. There are so many who have gone under, we don't know where they are. There are those who have been killed, nobody has accounted for them. But every day we are kept reminded that Biafra is coming tomorrow, Biafra is coming today, Biafra is coming in December. It is no more business as usual. Radio Biafra, as long as it's on air, as long as we are alive, people can no longer be deceived about Biafra. The Biafra we are fighting for is Biafra in truth and honesty. We tell you what we can do, and we tell you what we cannot do. For reference purposes, we cannot tell you that we are going to bring Biafra on Sunday or Tuesday. The only thing we can tell you is that with all Biafrans united around this restoration effort of Biafra, we are going to get Biafra in no meantime.
Amen.
That is the only thing we can tell you.
Amen.
We are mapping out goals that are achievable.
You round off for us, because we've overrun by nearly 30 minutes. You round off for us, please. Bring the discussion to an end, please.
Okay, thank you very much. So, fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra from around the world, we thank you for the support you've given to Radio Biafra. Biafra belongs to everybody. Radio Biafra belongs to everybody, to all Biafrans, and that is why everybody is being called upon to contribute towards the purchase of transformer to take the war to Nigeria. That is our war, a nuclear warhead, the transformer, to reach all the ends of Biafra land, as we are already reaching all the ends of the world. Let us recognize the truth that is Biafra. Let us embrace it. Let us live Biafra in our everyday life. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you very, very much. That is HMFO. Not only is he a member of the board, but also our chief engineer. He wasn't trained as a software developer, but when the spirit of Biafra got into him, God said to him, you will build a radio station for your country, and he did. Thank you very much, HMFO, and thank you all the members of the board of Radio Biafra, but more especially our brothers and sisters here in Malaysia. We are bringing this program to an end. We are closing it. We have overrun by nearly half an hour. I will start. Ikechukwu, you will speak last, please. Obilo Anthony will speak to us, and after that, Elisha Michael shall speak, and after that, please, you will bring this program to its conclusion. Ikechukwu, please, if they may speak to us very briefly, I'll appreciate it. Go ahead.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. Once again, this is Obilo Anthony. We want to thank you for listening. We want to thank you for being with us. Director, I just want to say one or two things regarding the news. Just want to make one or two comments. Just in a nutshell.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Regarding the news we read about Jibril, the man who participated in 1994-95 constitutional conference during a Abacha regime. This is to tell people of the world that you cannot hide the truth. The truth, no matter how you hide it, it must surely erupt like volcano. This man is the one talking about regionalism. Regionalism, that is the best solution to Nigeria. This is what Alex Ekweme brought up in 1999.
And they said no.
They said no, he wanted to divide Nigeria. Today, somebody from the north, the truth is just gushing out from his mouth. Biafrans, wherever you are, this is the time. This is the time. Biafra is truth. Biafra is pure truth. Biafra is truth. I want us to come out. I want us to unite together. I want us to put hands together. This is the time we have. This is the time of eruption of the truth. This is the time for Biafra. I want us to put hands together so that at the end of the day, at the end of the day, we will achieve our aims. Once again, thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much and God bless you too. Thank you. And all Biafrans in Malaysia, of course.
Yeah, I want to use this opportunity to encourage my brothers, my sisters in India to come up. I love them so much. I can tell them when this struggle started in Malaysia. I know how many people that have told me, I want me, oh, yeah, okay, but even in Malaysia, go and look for something doing. I know how we rally now with Ikechukwu Eniago here. And today, those people are coming to us. That is the spirit in the struggle. Even right here in Facebook, somebody I'm inviting to listen to Radio Biafra is telling me, carry this thing, go. Last week, somebody from Nigeria, from the western part of Nigeria, called my family that he doesn't like the way I'm talking about Biafra issue on my Facebook. Immediately, my brother was reporting to me on Facebook that I should slow down. I stopped the conversation. I have to call my father direct. I said, Papa, I'm going to make a report about Biafra issue. Yes, yes, no, no, yeah. I said, Papa, you quote in a Biafra, you quote in a Biafra. Yes, no, quote in a Biafra. I said, I wonder a Biafra warlord, you know, would he like, yes, mom, I wonder if he may like him with the Biafra, Meram, but the only thing he ended up by saying, the Idipa, careful. My father, at the age of 80 years, a man that told me the story of Biafra, he was buried with Shili, a kind of bob they used that time. He used to smuggle salt for our community then in Nibere that period. So he told me, if there is anything I can do for Biafra's struggle, that he is solidly behind me. On this note, I thank all Biafra everywhere. Keep listening. Definitely, Biafra is our hope, and soon we will have our sovereignty. God bless you all. This is Elisha Michael from Malaysia.
Thank you very much, Elisha Michael. Thank you. You people have worked tirelessly hard. Please, Ikechukwu, go ahead.
Fellow Biafrans all over the world, I thank you once again. My name is Ikechukwu Eniago. I want to personally thank the council, the committee that made the Nchetandi Igbo of yesterday a mighty success. I want to thank the head of Ufobi, one Navy K here in Malaysia, Comrade Biafra Dibu. I want to thank the Oyi of Oyi, Isenis. As many as they are, Biafra Imo, all of you, my fathers, my elders, my brothers, I thank all of you. We are here today, we are happy today because you have made us happy. And we believe that tomorrow is going to be greater. I also want to use this opportunity to speak to all coordinators all over the world. If the country where you are coordinating is not improving, it is not because the Igbos are stubborn. Every Igbo wants freedom. It is because you have not believed in what you stand out to coordinate. You've not believed that you can do it. You are afraid. It is the spirit that is in you that everybody, every Biafran in your country works with. If you are afraid, you can't expect them to come out. So please, whoever believes that Biafra is, come out and lead your people without fear, without turning back. China did it, and today look at where they are.
we started it, look at where we are. We believe that there are a lot of you out there who would take up this message today and stand up to say it is Biafra or nothing. I tell you, even there in America, there are a lot of people there who are waiting for you to take the lead. Take the lead and stop giving excuses. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. They must emulate what you have done here. What you have done here is exceptional. Tochukwu Onunkwo is doing the same thing in China. Very soon, China shall rise up. And also, Pastor Levy is doing the same thing, assisted and helped by Osito Okeke. Osito Okeke is a driver of men, a very good motivator. His enthusiasm is unbridled. You have to be in his presence to be infected with this love for Biafra. What Osito Okeke is doing is marvelous in Thailand, supporting the very able work that Pastor Levy is doing, and also with our brother Solo, who is deputizing for him. That this is Radio Biafra. Yesterday we met with our people here. We met those that started by saying we are only Igbo, we don't want to be part of Biafra. And eventually they became Biafra. They came out en masse with our logo, with our flag as a breastpin. Everybody came. Despite the efforts of the enemy, the Nigerian government went and told the Malaysian government here that we are gathering, that they may come and arrest people and deport them. They did not come. They cannot come because we were there. Nobody can disrupt any event being organized by Radio Biafra. It is not possible. We cannot experience it. If you can go to China of all places and broadcast without a license, for that matter, think of what we can do. People don't know what we have. The reason why we want them is because we want to avert disaster and calamity. Because if that is the option they leave to us, everything in Nigeria will be burnt down. We promise them that before God and before man. If they run away from there in their private jets and go and hide in Uruguay, we'll find them, we'll kill them. If they leave us in disaster by killing our men, women and children, and they run to South Africa, we'll find them in South Africa and kill them. If they run to Holland, we'll find them. Anywhere they are, we are prepared to sacrifice lives in order to preserve the integrity, our honor as a people. The era of shame and humiliation has come and gone. We can't have it anymore. We must tell these people that we are coming with hell, and with it comes judgment. We are not going to be merciful. If your brother, your father, your sister, your uncle is involved in the sabotage of the Biafran struggle, if they are benefiting from Nigeria and making life difficult for our people, if they are causing little girls to sell their babies in order to be able to feed, tell such people that there will be no redemption for them. Tell them that we will not forgive them. Tell them we will not forget what they have done to our people. We have been living in shame and in bondage for very long. And with the coming of Radio Biafra, all those things will come to an end. I must recognize Odeni Igbo, our elder in New Jersey. He is one of us. Odemo Lupu and the wife in Los Angeles, they are part of the Biafran family. They are in the U.S., New Jersey, and Los Angeles, respectively, I must say. But they are also part of us, an integral part of the Biafran family in the U.S. Please, we ask that all of you who are touched or led in spirit to be part of this struggle, that you participate in doing so. This program, by God's grace, will be published immediately after we close our proceedings today, including that of yesterday's. We thank each and every one of you for having listened to us. And as we proclaim every day, to those who don't understand, with those who are unable to discern, we proclaim once again, we reaffirm our belief that Biafra is a religion. On this radio station, Radio Biafra is where we worship. And Chukwu Abiyama is our God. He will bless and guide and protect each and every one of you. But above all, this God will protect Biafra.
have emerged triumphant from all our foes.